Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast for Tuesday, June 9th. I am your host, Jake Golden. Not a lot to get into on this episode regarding NHL news and Blackhawks news and stuff like that that you guys are really used to hearing from me in the past couple of months, but this episode is going to be kind of unique in a way. It's come to my attention through a few listeners that the other day when I discussed the GoFundMe page for KB Bala and the Scores Sports Bar in Minnesota, that I wasn't really talking about the whole kind of main big picture there. And I agree. Almost 100%. But what I want you guys to know is it was not out of kind of trying to diminish what was going on in the world. I was trying to do it out of kind of trying to help him a little bit. But this episode, I'm going to get more into racism in hockey and in the world. Racism and prejudice is not right. So I'm going to go ahead and get into that main big picture here in hockey and in the world. But first, I do want to make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Twitter account at ChiTownPod. The Instagram account is going to be ChiTownHockey.pod. My personal Twitter account is JakeGolden777. We have my Blackhawks-related Instagram page where you can get news, scores, stats, analysis, and updates on the Blackhawks, your favorite team, anytime you need them. It is at BlackhawksZone. Listener questions. Please, please, please make sure you send those in. The main contact option is going to be ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. Make sure you get those listener questions in. I will read any of them on the show. If I didn't have this racism topic I have today, I would have absolutely nothing else to talk about, except for like a couple things here and there. But yeah, listener questions, please, 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 please send those in. Those are really appreciated by me. They're appreciated by the other fans too of the podcast, for their entertainment, your entertainment, and my entertainment also. I know you guys would love to hear your questions answered on the podcast, hear my thoughts on it, and be able to kind of even respond to my question via email or any of the other contact options that are there, and we can kind of start a debate or just a friendly conversation on the podcast on a specific topic. And then, please make sure to remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. For some reason, it helps a lot more if you're listening on Apple. But if you're not on Apple and you can be, please do so. If you're not on Apple and you also cannot be, I recommend doing it on Google or Spotify. If you can be on any of those, that would be really appreciated. But even on any of your preferred podcast platforms, subscribing, rating, and reviewing will never hurt me, and it is still really appreciated. But yeah, please just make sure to remember that you guys do that. That helps me gain an audience that I can also get feedback from. If I gain a larger audience, I can get those listener questions and I can get feedback from them, make the podcast better for you guys. It'll be a lot better for me. So please make sure you guys do that. But yeah, so let's go ahead and get right into the show. First off, before I get to the main topic for today's show, I do just want to announce real quick something that isn't really too important, but we all knew it anyway. The NHL is starting up phase two next week. They're opening all facilities to players, so I do believe that is starting next week. So definitely getting a move on here with the NHL's reopening plan. Secondly, we have a I forget what it's called, that organization by many players of color, like Joel Ward, I believe, Chris Stewart, I don't think P.K. Subban, Evander Kane, Akeem Liu. They all started this kind of organization for minorities in the hockey community, keeping it safe and everything. I'll probably expand more on that in the next podcast as more details come out about it, but not much has been released as of yet. So yeah, now that I got all that stuff out of the way, I want to go ahead and get into today's main topic for the show, which is going to be racism in hockey and even in the world. So that's going to be coming up next.
If you're looking for fast and reliable news and rumors from the NHL, then NHL Newsroom is your trusted source. NHL Newsroom covers all 31 teams and even has monthly giveaways you won't want to miss. Follow on Instagram today, at NHL Newsroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. Now I'm going to go ahead and get into what I said this show will mainly be about, racism in hockey and in the world. First off, I want to start with hockey. Broadly, it's not right, honestly, which is something that is more of a broader term, probably something you hear almost every day, is the words, it's not right, which couldn't be more right. It isn't right what's happening. Akeem Liu, his story, if you haven't read it, go check it out on the Players Tribune, talked about how he got called the N-word multiple times as a kid by Bill Peters, because he didn't like his choice of music, by other players. People would sucker punch him, people would abuse him, harass him on the ice in the locker room because of him being of color. And it's something that needs to change. It's something that now, being in the year 2020, people need to realize that we are all the same on the inside. We are all the same sons of God, or whichever type of God or leader you do believe in. We are all his children. And it's very saddening to see fellow children beating up other fellow children because of the way God or the leader you believe in decided to make them that way. You know, it's just not right at all. And I mean, just sitting here thinking about it, you know, like, my heart kind of sinks for these people, walking around with a target on their back almost every day in some of these communities where you have white trash walking around, racists walking around who will just find any reason to be able to do this to people, of color. And it's something that needs to change in not just hockey, but in America and in other countries and in the world. It's not right at all. People need to realize that, like I said, we are all the same on the inside. We are not born differently. You can never really judge a book by its cover. You can. And if you do that, you're very, very, very sad, immature, uneducated, and a terrible person. You know, it's there's no question about it. You shouldn't be judging people by the way their skin is, because there have been many, many amazing people of color that I have met in my life. I have an uncle that is of color. It doesn't matter what people are on the outside. It's what people are on the inside that counts, even no matter what color you are. It's what you do for people, how you make people feel, what kind of heart you have. It's never, oh, that person's black and he's full of tattoos. Well, you know what, dude? There can be a white person who is full of tattoos. There can be a white person with a gun in their pocket. It's not just one race who is drawn to these particular things. And you look at people going and saying that, well, black people account for over, what, 75% of shootings? Well, you know what? Maybe those people weren't as fortunate enough to grow up in an area like white people. And it's very hard to say that, but it's kind of a fact. You know, you see most people of color that I've talked to, at least, that you see, being from Chicago, you know, most people of color are on the South Side. And the South Side is not as great as the North Side. I am from the North Side. and I've been to the South Side. You know, there's a feeling about the South Side that is just a little different from the North Side. You don't feel as safe around the South Side of Chicago. But some of that does have to do with the past. Within the southernmost area of Chicago, Illinois. But you look at the recent statistics now. The murder rates in Chicago, it's starting to level out. You know, you have a little bit more on the South Side, but it is kind of starting to level out between the North and the South Side. So there needs to stop being this prejudice against people based on where they're from or what city they grew up in. But it doesn't matter where you grew up. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter the type of family that you've had in the past. If you're able to turn your life around and you're able to make yourself successful and you're able to show people, especially racists, that you can do things with your life and that no matter your color or how you look, that you can use those inside parts, per se. You can use your character, your personality, your smarts to get you places. You can use that to your advantage, and you can use that to become successful in life. It doesn't pertain to one particular person of color, or one particular race. It pertains to every single person. And a black person can have the same exact attributes as a white person. For example, I don't, this might sound a little tacky, but I am very smart. I am an intelligent person. I do very well in school. But, you know, there's black people that have gone to my prior schools that are just as smart as me, that are even smarter than me. And I myself am a white male, but no matter what my race or my color, there are going to be black people that are better than me. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to say, well, that's an issue because they are of color. It's, well, good for them. You know, it doesn't matter what color they are. There are plenty of white people or white females, black males that are smarter than me, that are better than me at some things in life. There's always going to be somebody that's better than you at something. There's always going to be somebody who's lesser than you at something. It doesn't matter what particular color you are. Like I said, it matters what's in your heart, what's in your brain, what's on the inside. You can never judge someone by their color. You just can't. Because it doesn't pertain to anything that'll help anyone. You know, somebody's color, it doesn't matter what color they are, because they can still have the same attributes as somebody else, as a white person, as a white male, or as a white female. They can still be just as smart as a white man. They can still be just as fast, I guess, running wise, as a white man. They can be just as successful in the business world as a white man would be. They can be just as successful in the stock market, or investing in the stock market, as a white man could be. And it really doesn't matter the color. Like I've said, I know I keep saying it over and over again, but it really doesn't, you know? And it's a big issue in America at the moment, and even the world, but especially America, because you see a lot more African Americans in America than you really do any other country. So it's being broadcasted more in the Americas than in European and Asian countries, because there are more minorities or people of color currently living in the United States of America. Obviously, because it was passed down since the 1700s, when the slave trade was going on, bringing all those people over from Africa, and then them getting, them having kids. So it's being broadcasted more in the Americas because of the population of black people here, but it still goes on in other countries, it still goes on in other parts of the world, and it shouldn't be dismissed. So people now need to look at the fact that this is in the entire world. This is how the entire world is viewing things. This is how a lot of, well, not a lot of, but there are a good amount of white people that think they're better than black people because they are white. And it's not something that should define America. It's not something that should define the world. It's something that should be fixed, that should be brought to people's attention. Not something that should just be looked upon as an, oh, okay, kind of a thing, you know? Things need to change within the Americas and within the world, within hockey, within other sports, too. They just do, because the way things are going at the moment, it's not right. It's not right the way the world is at the moment. It's not right the way people are treating people of color at the moment. It's not right how people are treating other minorities at the moment. In a quick summary, racism is not right, which we obviously all know, but it's not, and things need to change. They should change, and I hope that the George Floyd death and the protests and the riots, which I will get into next segment, has kind of opened up people's eyes, has opened up the eyes of government officials, has opened up the eyes of city officials, state officials, people in general, the citizens of the United States of America, because this is the United States of America. This is where people can dream. This is where people are free to do what they want. This is the United States of America. This is not a country that is based off of racism and hate. This is a country that accepts all people in it. So all this racism and all this hate towards others for stupid stuff, as like being of color, which it's stupid. Racism is stupid. It is stupid. You hating somebody for being a certain color is stupid on your part. You are a stupid person. You're an ignorant person. You're an immature person. You are an ignorant person. And you know, I don't hate anybody. I don't wish death upon anybody. But, you know, these people that are judging people based on their skin color, you know, I don't hate anybody, but I hate what they're doing. I hate racism itself. I don't think it should be on the earth, but you know, you're always going to have those types of people in the world. And you know what? Maybe it's our job as citizens who realize that racism isn't right to kind of open their eyes a little bit, to kind of help them realize a little bit, help them understand more than seeing color itself and kind of looking through that transparency in a person, and see it's not what's on the outside that matters. It's not your appearances or looks that define a person. It's what's on the inside. And you know, even getting off the topic of racism, you know, you can look at someone and say, oh, they're fat, so they can't do this. Well, you know what? Maybe they can. Maybe they're fat, but say they've worked their whole life to be able to do that one thing that you say they can't do. So even not in racism, It's still a common thread among the United States of America, among the Americas themselves, and among all seven continents, or all six continents that are inhabited. It's something that needs to change, like I've said multiple times, and I'm sorry for repeating it, but it does. It needs to change. Things aren't getting right, you know? And you look at the Breonna Taylor incident that is now just coming to light, that happened months ago. Why is it just coming to light? Why is it all of a sudden being broadcasted around the world now? Why wasn't this brought to light months ago when it actually happened? And I'm not going to get into political stuff here, but it's... Why? Like, I literally can't answer anything else. I can't give you any other facts other than me asking the question, why was it not brought to light? I don't know. Was it the Democrats? I have no idea. Was it the FBI? Hell, I don't know. Was it the Central Intelligence? God damn it. I have no idea. But why wasn't it brought to light? Why did it take a viral video to stop racism? I really understand it, but I don't understand it. I will never understand what it is like to walk in a black man's shoes, so I will never, ever judge anybody for the color of their skin, because there are many, many very smart, intelligent, kind, beautiful black people, or Hispanic people, or Asian people that are walking this earth today. Very many. There is few and far between. You meet someone of color, or they are a minority, few and far between that they are a very bad person. But you know what? It's few and far between you meet a white person and they are a very bad person. So it's not a, it doesn't pertain to a particular color that they are a bad person, you know? It's, you see it everywhere. You see it with whites, with blacks, with Asians, Hispanics, British people, Frenchies. I mean, you see it everywhere. There are always going to be bad people, no matter where you go, no matter what race you look at or what race you identify. It's always going to be there. And you know what? People need to see that. So, nothing more I can really say on racism itself here, but like I said, next segment, going to go ahead and get into the riots, get into everything that's going on in the world and with hockey regarding the riots, all the stuff that's been going on. So, next segment, I'll be back with all that and what I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I am your host. With you here, I am Jake Golden. Last segment, you heard about me talk about racism itself. You heard me talk about people and racism. You've heard me talk about my opinions on it. But this segment, I now want to get into the recent events that are affecting people, the riots, the lootings, all this stuff. First off, I want to talk about the riots and the looting. I have no patience, I have no respect, I have no nothing for any of these people, regardless the race, these of that are participating in these acts of rioting and looting. No respect at all. You are if any of you have seen the videos lately on Twitter. Ben Pope has tweeted out a couple of videos during some riots in Chicago. Rioters and looters looted the Nike store, stealing shoes, sweatshirts, shirts, and anything you want. They looted it. So just a terrible, terrible thing going on there. A company that even supports black athletes. You know, you look at Michael Jordan or LeBron James or the late Kobe Bryant. They all have their brands under Nike. And what's one thing that's in common about all three of those people? They are all black. They are all black. They are all people of color. So you're basically just doing it to do it, and it's not coming out of a place. It's you really are just doing it to do it. It's not coming like other places. Yes, it might be coming out of a place of anger and sadness inside somebody, but you have to take the time to look at, where is my anger being directed to? Am I taking it out on the right person or on the right business? You know, and then you have people throwing bricks through AT&T store windows. Like, are you really making that big of a statement there, throwing a brick through an AT&T window in the city of Chicago? And then you have Chicago police cars that are being burned down. Like, yeah, you're really going to make a point there, burning down a Chicago police car. You have no idea what that person is going through. You have no idea who that person even is. Not every single cop that walks this planet is a bad, racist cop. George Floyd happened to come across three or four, I believe, three, four, whatever number it was, of racist cops, murderous cops, bloodthirsty cops. Sadly, he happened to come across that, but that doesn't mean that every single person on this earth is, or every single cop that walks this earth is a bad or a racist cop. It doesn't, and that's what people need to learn. In the last episode, I talked about the Score Sports Bar burning down. I gave that GoFundMe page. I want to expand on that a little bit. You know, we have a black business owner here that worked his whole life, And you go and burn it down and loot it, try and steal a safe that even has nothing in it at all. Like, what point are you trying to make by doing this? Yes, you're angry. I see that. Everyone else sees that. Your anger is real. Your sadness is real. But you have to take the opportunity. You have to take the chance and the time to look at what can I do to make a statement. Like, you can go burn down the dude's house who killed George Floyd. The other people's houses. Go TP it. Go, I don't know, what the hell else can you do to the house? Something like that. But when you're going and burning down innocent businesses, innocent small-owned businesses that are even now struggling due to the coronavirus, you know, barely any money coming in because there's barely any customers, or they've had to shut down. They still got to pay their rent. They still got to worry about that. They still got to pay their taxes. So these places are already struggling, and these people that are rioting and looting these places that are already struggling during the coronavirus, you are garbage. You are garbage people, human trash, on the bottom of my shoe, garbage people. You are not making any point to me or anyone else except for the people that are participating in these horrendous acts with you about racism. You are not. We're all looking at every single person who's doing this like, what are you doing? None of us are condoning this. None of us are saying this is okay. It's not something that's going to get your point across. It's not something that's going to make me realize if you haven't already, that racism is bad and it needs to be stopped. It's not going to help anything. You need to, yes, I understand there are little options left over for what these people can do. But it's not my job to sit here and list them out because I have no idea, you know? But I'm not going to also sit here and condone the behavior of burning down one of the most iconic stores in Chicago, the big Nike store, a company that supports black athletes, or burning down a Chicago police car for no reason. Like, you don't know what that officer was going through. You have no idea. That could have just made his kid could have died, and you could have just made his day even worse by burning down his police car. Now he's got nothing to drive with. So you have to look at it from other people's point of view and realize what you're doing and what kind of statement you're making. Because so far, these riots and these lootings going on, they're not making any statements on the side of the good. You know, these are all... Everyone's looking at these people like they're crazy, because they are. And I see where the anger is coming from, but you can have a peaceful protest. You can stand there on Michigan Avenue or on the lakefront and scream Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, whichever one you believe in. Scream stuff, and get your anger out that way. But you don't need to loot or raid any of these businesses that, one, especially support black athletes, two, that are already struggling during coronavirus, or three, just loot or raid them in general to try and get a point across when you're not getting one across at all. And then on top of that, you have white people are now, if you've seen your national news lately, whether you get it from the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Post, New York Times, wherever the hell you get your national news, you can see there are literally white people getting on their two knees to apologize for being white. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you seriously kidding me? So I now need to apologize because I'm white? It's not my fault that officer killed George Floyd. Like I've said many times in this episode, yes, it was tragic. It shouldn't have happened. I've said it in this episode's pile. Shouldn't have happened. Absolutely tragic. He came across a couple racist cops. Doesn't mean that I or anybody else should have to bend down and beg for forgiveness for being white to black people. It's been mentioned on multiple podcasts that I listen to, not hockey-related ones, but political ones that I listen to. You bow down to one person, and if you're a Christian, or if you're a Roman Catholic, If you're a Methodist, whatever the hell you are on the Christianity side of things, you bow down to God. You bow down to God. You don't bow down to anyone else. You don't ask for forgiveness from anybody else while you are on your knees. You look up at God and you ask for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness for your sins. And being white is not a sin at all. Not a sin at all. You are made the way you are because God wanted you to be that way. It is not a sin at all. You don't bow down to anybody. Nobody controls you. You shouldn't have to apologize to anybody for being the way you are. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely maddening. I can't believe it. I can't believe it at all. You bow down to one person, and that person is the God you believe in. If you're, like I said, if you're Christian, Catholic, Methodist, anything on the Christianity side of things, you bow down to God. God is the one person you ever bow down to. God is the one person I will ever bow down to. I don't care if they're my parents. I don't care if they're my children. I don't care if it's a teacher. I don't care if it's an angel. You bow down to God. God is the one person you bow down to in your entire life. It will never be anyone else besides God. Nobody else. And it's absolutely sickening to watch people get on their knees, put their two hands together, and beg for forgiveness from black people for being white. You don't ever put your hands together unless you're praying. You don't ever ask for forgiveness with your hands together unless you're praying to God. Never. Never, ever. You don't ask for forgiveness from anybody else but the God. You don't put your hands together for anybody else but God. You don't pray to anybody else but God. Absolutely disgusting. This is something I may or may not get a lot of hate for. This is something I may lose listeners over. But I no longer support the Black Lives Movement. They are now making themselves look like a terrorist organization. These riots, these lootings, people having to bow down, like I said a couple minutes ago, not going to get back into that because I'm very angry trying to maintain my composure right now on this podcast. I no longer support that movement. Yes, black lives do matter, but everybody else's lives matter also. And yes, some people are kind of taking it in, where you kind of look at things as like Vegas got attacked and it was Vegas strong. Not the whole country was strong, Vegas strong. What else got attacked? Was it Florida or Minneapolis? Not Minneapolis. Charlotte. The University of UNCC, University of Carolina at Charlotte, I believe it is. UNCC strong. Charlotte strong. Not the whole country is strong. So I'm not one of those people who's changing it into, Black Lives Matter, but so does my life. Because, you know, whites have these kind of quote-unquote privileges that some other minorities do not have. And It's something that should be changed. It's something that isn't right. You shouldn't have privileges because of your skin color. But when I say I don't support the Black Lives Movement anymore, it is because of these certain people that are turning it into a terrorist organization. I don't want to be associated with riots, looting, terrorizing people for not no reason, but for a reason that's good but not good. You have other options than looting the Nike store or burning down a Target, throwing a brick through an AT&T store window, burning a Chicago police car. You have other options than doing that. Like I've stated in this podcast, back a little further, but it's not something I exactly want to be associated with. And then the things that some of these Black Lives Matter movement people, protesters, whatever they're called, that are making these white people do, making them bow down to them to forgive for being white. It's not something I want to be associated with, something I want to see. So it's not I'm trying to turn this into everyone else's life matters too. Black lives do matter. Yes, they do. But I don't want to be associated with the rioting, the looting, the whatever. It's not something I want to associate myself with. It's not something I want to see. These supporters, these protesters have made themselves look like a terrorist organization, and it's not something I want to be a part of. And that's why I don't support the movement anymore. I used to. I'll be honest, I used to. But the way people have turned it, have turned the Black Lives Matter movement into kind of a terrorist group, organization, whatever you like to call it, it's not something that I really want to keep up with, that I want to group myself with, that I want to associate with. It's just not something at all that I would like to do any of those things with. So that's why I don't really support it anymore. And I mean, yes, what happened was tragic. What happened wasn't right. And these riots and these lootings aren't right. But yes, black lives do matter. My life matters. Your life matters. Everyone's life matters. But in light of things going on, the Black Lives Matter movement has come out a little bit more. And I agree with the statement, Black Lives Matter. But the protesters protesting Black Lives Matter, I do not agree with. I do not support these people at all. Not one bit. What some of the things they're doing are, I do not agree with, that are not right, that are illegal. And when Trump says he's going to send in the United States military if governors fail to send in the National Guard, it's something I support. These rioters and these looters, they shouldn't be allowed to take people's things, to destroy struggling businesses, or even businesses in general. And you know, when Trump calls out governors for being weak, well, you know, they have. None of them have sent in the National Guard. None of them have really put up with this. It's all, they just sit there at their desk and, you know, apologize for the protest, say, this is something that isn't right, we don't condone it, we're sorry for the protest. Well, goddamn, dude, get off your ass, send in the National Guard and do something about it. So, you know what? I think I made it very clear in the last couple of seconds that I'm a Republican, but it's something that the military should be sent in if nothing else is done. People, like President Trump said just the other day in his national address, people should have to serve the maximum amount of time in jail that is lawful for something like that, for tearing up a small business, for tearing someone else down. Because you know what? Those officers tore down the black community. They tore down George Floyd and his family. They tore down those people, the black community, Black Lives Matter protesters, Black Lives Matter supporters. They tore them down. But you know what? Instead of using that as a learning experience, something that you can use to educate other people, Black Lives Matter supporters, protesters, black people, some black people. I'm not going to sit here and label all black people because that is not true at all. These Black Lives Matter protesters have taken this as an opportunity to go and destroy things, take things from small businesses or businesses in general. I said it earlier, small businesses are already struggling from the coronavirus outbreak. And it's when they're destroyed, and that's their only source of income, and because they just felt like destroying it because they're pissed off, well, you know what, where does that lead, one, the Black Lives Matter movement protesters? What are they going to get out of destroying a restaurant? Absolutely nothing, because they're not making a point at all. And then you have to look at the owners of that restaurant and their families and workers in that restaurant and their families and themselves. They're not able to get paid. Some of them won't have a job anymore. They're not going to be able to make it. If that's their only source of income and they now can't work, they're not going to make it. So people have to look at like how they're going to affect other people when they do things like this. You know, it like some of the things going on are just absolutely ridiculous to me. And they're absolutely ridiculous to others. So, racism itself, there are no excuses for racism. It's not acceptable. It shouldn't go on. The N-word is a word that should never be said. There are beautiful black people, beautiful minorities out there. There are down-to-earth people that believe in God, that support Christianity, support their religion very well, very faithful, beautiful people, down-to-earth people. So there's no reason to racially profile these people because of the certain color that they are. Absolutely no reason. So, you know, I really don't have too much more to say, but I guess in recap, like I was getting to, racism is not right. However, these riots and these looters, the things they're doing, the riots are not right. The looting is not right. It has to stop. And when President Trump says he's going to send in the military, if governors can't deploy the National Guard, and he calls the governors weak because they haven't done it yet, well, you know what? They are kind of weak. They are kind of being weak, you know? You can't just sit on your ass at your desk and watch it go down and apologize and say you're sorry about the protests and you don't condone the behavior. If you don't condone the behavior, go out and do something about it, you know? So, right decisions there, I believe, by President Trump. Again, I've tried to steer clear from politics, but this is something that I completely agree with. I know I've probably made it known that I am a Republican, but, I mean, it's something that's true. So, yeah, but not much more to get into on the topic of racism in the world and in hockey than I've already gotten to. So definitely a heartfelt episode for me and probably for you guys also. Not exactly something I tried to steer clear of this a little bit, but it came to my attention. It's something that listeners wanted, something I probably needed to talk about. Other podcasts have addressed it. So I did feel like it was time to address it, and it was time to talk about it and share my views and my thoughts on it. So I hope you guys, and I'm not saying any of you have to agree with me. You can disagree with 100% of the things I said, but please just keep it to yourself. Please don't go commenting on my Instagram or sending me nasty emails, because we all have our views, and you have your views also. I'm not going to make fun of them, because every single person is different, you know, and that applies to almost every single thing in life. Every single person is allowed to have their opinion, their views. Every single person is different from another, like how every snowflake is different from another. So yeah, please don't go harassing me or harassing anyone else over their comments or over my comments, because, like I said, everyone has different views. But definitely a heartfelt episode for me, and I hope it was for you guys. Kind of getting off topic of hockey a little bit, kind of transitioning into more that kind of world political aspect, with every single thing going on right now in the world. But yeah, heartfelt episode. So I hope you guys kind of enjoyed it. Hope you guys liked some of the things I have to say. Hope you agree with, well, not that I hope, but if you agree or disagree with some of the things I had to say, I guess that's good for you. But yeah, hope you guys did enjoy everything I had to say on that topic. I hope you're interested in what I had to say. If you agree with my views, that's great. If you don't, I don't really need to hear about it. We can move on with our lives after this episode. I'll get back into hockey in the NHL. But yeah, that's gonna go ahead and finish it. So, yeah, so lastly, I do want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. We have the Twitter account at ChiTownPod. We have the Instagram account, ChiTownHockeyPod, or ChiTownHockey.pod, sorry about that. We have my Blackhawks-related Instagram account for anything Blackhawks, news, scores, stats, highlights, analysis, up-to-date, anything that you need is on my Instagram page that is Blackhawks-related. That page is at Blackhawks.zone. My personal Twitter account that I do post about hockey most of the time is JGolden777, so if you want to drop a follow there, there's pretty good hockey content that I'm usually tweeting about. And the Gmail, main contact option for listener questions. Please make sure to send those in. It'll start to get really, 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 Really. See how it got boring for you there? Me saying really? That's how boring it's going to get for you guys if you guys do not send in your listener questions. So make sure to send your listener questions to any of those contact options, or you can send them in to shytownhockeypod@gmail.com. Make sure to send them in. It'll get really boring for you and for me if you guys don't send them in. I know you'd like to hear your question answered. I certainly would love to answer them. Hopefully, we can get a debate or a conversation going regarding listener questions on the podcast. So please make sure you send those in. Again, main contact option for listener questions is going to be shytownhockeypod@gmail.com, but you can use any of those other questions or any of those other contact options that I just listed to go ahead and send in those questions. Please make sure you do subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, especially if you are on Apple Podcasts. If you are not, and you can be, if you can subscribe, rate, and view on the Apple Podcast platform, that would be very much appreciated. For some reason, it helps the podcast tremendously when you are on Apple Podcasts. If you can't be on Apple Podcasts and you have an Android or a Google device or a Samsung, I've always had an iPad and an iPhone, so I'm not really too familiar with what they're called. But if you have anything other than Apple and you can't get on Google Podcasts or Spotify, those also help too. But also, if you can't get on any of those three main podcast providers, any of your podcast providers, subscription, a rating, you reviewing the podcast helps also. So that is really appreciated. If you do subscribe, rate, and review, shoot me a message, any of those contact options you got, no problem shouting you out on the podcast. You heard a new advertisement today from NHL Newsroom on the podcast. They did all those things for me, so they get a free, non-paid advertisement on the podcast. So please do make sure you go check them out at NHL Newsroom on the Instagram. Up-to-date news, scores, stats, highlights, anything you need, discussion at NHL Newsroom on Instagram. Please make sure you check them out. Again, this is an unpaid advertisement, so I am doing this because they did subscribe, rate, and review, and even shout out my podcast. So, anything you guys do to help, great, would appreciate it. If you do, please make sure to shoot me a message, any of those contact options up there. I am more than happy to shout out promote your business, your page, your product, whatever you need. Just send me an advertisement. I'll play it on the show. Just let me know you subscribe, rate, and reviewed. That'd be very much appreciated. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast for this Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. I'm your host, Jacob Golden. I hope you enjoyed it very, very much. Hope you enjoyed hearing my views on everything going on in the world. And I hope to see you guys back here for the next episode on Friday, releasing at 5 a.m. Central. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope to see you guys back here again.